the summer of Lindsay Buckingham, of course, formerly a member of Fleetwood Mac, and one called Trouble. Nova 103.5 on a Thursday morning. It's just about 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. Special studio guest now. His name is Eduard Goos. Eduard is with Roundtable. Morning, Eduard. Nice to have you with us.
Morning, Dion. Thanks for having me.
All right. So you guys do lots and lots and lots of good work. There are various projects that the various roundtables, there are of course various ones around. And one of the ones that you, firstly, which roundtable are you with?
So I'm with Swakop 145, you would not believe.
Okay.
Because I moved to Okahania and then I just decided to make a change and join Swakop this year.
Okay.
Previously, I was with Hoogland 154, one of the Windhoek tables.
Yeah, there's a couple of them here as well. There's 13 something.
Yes, there's 34, well. Windhoek 34, Hoogland 154, and then Belvica 213. Those are the three tables in Windhoek. And then we've got Swakop 145 and Walvis 36. And then numbers is just the number in the queue that you actually charted your table.
So that was chart. Yours was charted at sequence number. So out of all of them, which was the first one out of interest's sake? Do you know?
East London 1 was the first.
Okay, so that was the very first, and they would stay. They will remain that.
Stay.
And if somebody else does another one, in it'll now be wherever 200 or 300, wherever the number comes up.
About 273, I think. So the next number is 274. Okay. Table gets,
whichever table one gets.
Exactly.
That's amazing stuff. So when we talk about projects, before we get the one we're going to chat about now, who decides that? Is it bunch of the members in the table who get together and come up with an idea of what they want to do?
Yes, so it happens two ways. Either the table members decide on we want to do X, Y, and Z, and they run with it.
And that's independent from the others in that case,
yes.
Right?
Or what happens is the public comes with a need and they say, listen, we've got this thing that we would like to do, and we would like your assistance. And then that forms a project. And then you see how it goes in terms of that. Yeah. So it's not just from the table side. It can be from the public side.
And, of course, the reason why the public would come to you guys is because you have experience in having done this sort of thing, because you've done – some people have been there for a long time and have kind of coordinated this sort of thing, right?
Exactly, yeah. So they tie into the expertise of the table and the knowledge we have in terms of these projects. A lot of people get overwhelmed with, we've got this fundraising, but we don't know how to tackle
it. Don't
know
where to start even.
Exactly.
Yeah?
And table's been doing that for years and years and years, and the experience been handed down in for all
yeah
the
as
members.
You've learned from the members
exactly.
beforehand
so,
no, this
so
is what you do, that's
easy.
The first step, and it's amazing because it actually makes a lot of sense to do that, otherwise you're reinventing the wheel and making the same mistakes every time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so the project we're talking about now is the back to school one. Now we know, of course, I mean, I saw in this week or last week 150,000 new grade ones in schools in Namibia, and
yes.
I think probably the overgrade majority of them are not, in terms of equipment, in terms of preparation and all of that, not really ready for school.
Exactly. So, yes. So, the idea behind this project was we had our world meeting where all of the tablers around the world came to South Africa last year. And some of these funds were kept back, and then they decided to do a project. So, this back-to-school projects run not just in Namibia. It's run all over South Africa as well. And the idea was just to at the beginning of the year, assist kids going to school that don't have the means to get their stationery or whatever sorted. Yeah. And we decided we distribute the funds around the country, as well as Namibia, and then we try and get some of them sorted out. And our idea in Namibia was just to get some of the public involved, businesses involved. If we can get more funds, we've got 30,000 of our own funds available.
Yeah.
The more we get, the more people we can get to. Needs can be identified in terms of people can contact us and tell us, this is a school we would like to support, or whatever the case might be. And then we'll match it, need versus funds available.
Yeah.
We're not going to try and solve a 1,000 kid problem with 10,000 rand.
Yeah.
That's not what we'll do. We'll try and solve the need with the means that we have.
And of course, I mean, you know, 30,000 bucks, if you think about it, sounds like a lot of money, but in terms of what is needed out there, it's a drop in the ocean. And that's why we need more assistance from people out there. It's not just about nominating a school, which we've told you how to do, but get in touch with Roundtable's Facebook page, I believe it is.
That's correct.
And then there you can find out how to donate. So, you know, we're talking about the stationery shops there. We're talking about the retailers, the Pick and Pays, the ShopRites, those guys, for you to say, listen, I can give you 50 or 100 or 200 of these notebooks or something, and then you can make little parcels together. I mean, there's a lot of kit out there. I know a lot of those retailers spend a lot of money putting a lot of stuff together, and a lot of that doesn't get sold. Now, some of it can be held over till next year, but, you know, why don't you pass some of it on? Because I'm pretty sure that you guys can use it.
Exactly. You said it's about helping the guy next to you.
Sure.
So we won't limit you in any way or form how to support the project.
Yeah.
If you want to give some stationery, if you want to give funds, if you want to give your time, whatever the case might be,
yeah,
contact us and get in contact with us so that we can see how we can assist. It's about helping the guy next to you,
sure,
that doesn't have the same means that you do.
And of course, it's all about, there's always a way to find a way in which you can contribute. People can say, yeah, but I don't have cash. Okay, sure. But you have a stack of books in a storeroom somewhere that's gathering dust. Get rid of it. Let somebody use it. I know, for example, that, and we've already spoken to people about how we can donate it. We've got loads of stuff from when my kids were in school. They are now at varsity. Stuff they don't use. And we bought, no. We got it. It's not a lot of stuff in the greater scheme of things, but it might be enough for one or two or three kids to get a notepad, get a this and a that and the next thing. So, you know, don't think because you're not talking about big volumes that it's not welcome, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so when we talk about that, we're talking about backpacks. We're talking about different size school books, notebooks, boxes of pens. I mean, we bought boxes of pens just to make sure the kids have enough. And that stuff hasn't been touched, you know?
Exactly. Anything you have, you can contact us. If it's not for this project, it's not as if the Roundtable doesn't support a lot of schools throughout the year anyways.
Sure, sure.
So if it doesn't fall into this period or it doesn't fall into this project, get in contact with your Roundtables,
yeah,
in the towns that I've mentioned and see how you can assist. It doesn't need to be just with school stuff. It can be with anything
else. And you guys have got programs running all the time, and then of course if you get in touch with a table, they'll be able to say, look, we are looking for X, Y, and Z because of this is coming up one of these days, and then you can say, right, this fits in with that or something like that. So instead of sitting on stuff and then later on not getting rid of it and throwing it away or something, just see if it can't be used.
Yeah, no, definitely. Any way or form that you would like to assist your fellow man and you don't know how to get connected to that, or you would like to be part of something bigger and not just give a small donation, get in contact with your roundtable. They'll tell you, this is what we do, this is, yeah, what we have. Maybe something you've identified falls into that program.
Sure.
Or like I said earlier, maybe it identifies a new project that can be done,
sure,
and
sure,
we'll put our weight behind it and see what we can do.
Edward, one more thing. I know that they do this in South Africa. I don't know if they do it here, but you can basically do a stop order on your account, right? And say, for example, your account number, $100 a month, goes to you, gets taken off, and it just goes straight to you. Now, if you have 10 people doing that, there's $1,000 you guys can apply for something, right?
Yes, that can definitely work. Just to give some sort of financial insight on table, all of the funds that comes into the table gets distributed. The only thing we do, and it's with a very select few projects, is we do have a rake-off because there's expenses involved,
yes, sure,
on stuff. But not all our projects have rake-off. We identify certain projects that,
yeah,
we do.
Yeah.
It determines the time and effort spent on it.
Sure.
But for instance, the Winter Nights projects that we do, yeah, with Future Media every year, there's no rake-off. We don't,
yeah,
take any of those funds. That funds gets allocated to the need and it gets distributed.
Yeah.
So it's not as if you would have given a stop order of $100, you'd think, okay, but only $70 is going to get to the, yeah, person. That's not necessarily.
That money goes into a kitty and everything. Because I know you guys give all your time and effort is all for free.
It's for free.
Nobody recompensates you for,
no,
the transport, for you driving to the meetings, no, and all of that sort of stuff.
No, actually, we
and that's
pay.
Yeah, exactly. It costs, yeah, you a lot of money at the end,
yeah,
of the day.
Yeah,
and that's sort of your contribution in that sense, and,
yes,
your time and expertise,
yes,
and all that. So, yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, there's certain things that people should be comfortable with, and a lot of people are. For example, the SPCA, people are comfortable with donating to that. Cancer Association, you feel their books are open, you can go and have a look. And I think that the tablers are very much like that as well. You,
definitely,
can trust on it. They are open,
yes,
with what comes in. We,
yes,
always get told, we get a balance sheet at the end of this came in, that was distributed, this is how we got it done. And the reason why, some people might say, yeah, but now you're talking rubbish because those blankets and stuff have to be move to wherever they get handed out. That's mostly sponsored, the transport.
Yes, exactly.
I know the guys from is it Pep?
Pep,
yeah,
yes.
Because their trucks are running anyway, so,
exactly,
they very often will just move that stuff across. That's why there's nothing that gets used for that. So,
exactly,
it's maybe something to use. And it also, I mean, it's just one of those things, make it a lesson for your youngsters, because at the end of the day, children learn about helping others through watching the parents. So get them together and say, hey, you know, you're getting X amount of pocket money. How about we put that into an account on a monthly basis to their Aunt Ablers? And they can maybe help some kids or whatever the story is. So it's a good lesson to learn. And life is getting very isolated. We don't have that sense of community anymore. Maybe it's time to happen again, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. No, I agree.
And of course, let's say somebody is really keen to actually join a table. What I know 40 is the cutoff in terms of age. You can still be involved after that, but you're not officially a tabler then anymore.
Yeah, so how the membership of a table works is it's still a gentleman's organization. So it's gents between the ages of 18 and 40 can join.
Yeah.
And you don't get kicked out at 40. You lose your voting rights.
Yeah, you get put out to pasture, but exactly. You still help. Yeah, you don't vote anymore. Yeah. It is a young person's organization.
Exactly.
I know that's why they want to do it. It's all about helping
being
someone
innovative.
Young. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's about being innovative. As soon as you reach that age of 40 and you've been in the organization for quite long, it can be that the new oaks coming in, they clash with your ideas. But that's the strength of the organization is adapting to conditions.
And now the young person's ideas win out, and they say to the older guys, thanks, you can still help us if you want to, but we're driving this now.
Because the community they would like to help is their age.
They
keep getting younger and younger as well, so you need to keep up with those times.
But the point is also then you don't get to the point where somebody might feel if they've been there for 30 or 40 years that they're tired now. Then you don't force them to, or they now have to withdraw and they feel bad because they don't really want to withdraw. You give them an out.
Yes.
40 is your out. If you still want to continue off that, great. But otherwise, you can withdraw and say, I've done my share. I'm moving on. So if the youngsters out there who are over 18, they can just get in touch with any one of the tables and say, right, let's talk. I'd love to be involved.
Yes, yes.
If you're civic-minded and you want to help people. I mean, there are lots of people out there who don't know what they can do. They feel they should, but they don't know what to do. Well, maybe this is for you.
Yeah, and it's a young professional organization as well. Yeah. So you get to network with people like-minded. Yeah. So it's not you just come in and you're part of table. There's a whole process involved with going through that. But it's definitely for a young guy these days and ages, I would suggest joining a table if you could.
And I know that it also forms a social network, because I know that there have been cases where tablers have been in trouble. They lose a job. They're in an accident. And they all just get together and help because you're part of an organization. They look after each other and the community.
That's exactly the thing. And we always say family's first and you're part of our family. So that's where it comes from. So no, you get that support network.
There we go, guys. It's called the Back to School Project. If you want to find out more about it, you can listen to the stations. We're running ads for them. We also got lots of it on the Facebook page and on our websites. And of course, the website, I mean, the Facebook page of the various roundtables, they'll be on there as well. And there's also numbers if you can get in, if you want to contribute, how to get in touch with somebody, right?
Yes. So if they go on our Roundtable Namibia area page, they'll can go to our About section, and there are contact details there how to get in touch with us, both cell phone and email address.
Yeah. And so there we go, guys. If you've decided you've managed to sort your money out, your finances, and you're not battling with January anymore, the Sigatate. It's time to be civic minded again. It's time to look out for other people. There are lots and lots of youngsters who now have the opportunity to go to school, but if they don't have any means by which to do it, maybe we can alleviate a little bit of need there, right?
Yes.
I hope it goes well. What is the cutoff date for this? When do we want everything in so we can get an idea of how urgent this is?
So because it's a back-to-school thing, 31st of January we cut
off. So we essentially literally have basically a week left.
That's correct, yes. Okay. So it's quite a long or a quick turnaround, but yes, 31st we'll decide this is the amount of funds or the availability that we have. This is the need that was identified and we'll service that.
I should actually give all of you should have a penalty. If you didn't have dry January, which you should do anyway, then I think the money that you spent on your beer, you can pay a penalty of 100 or 200 bucks and get that in. Okay, thanks so much, Eduard, and thanks very much for the work that you guys do. It's behind the scenes. It isn't done for glory or for recognition. We know that you guys do a lot of work, a lot of time, your family time that gets spent doing table work. So thanks very much for the effort that you guys put in as well. And a little bit of help from out there. So we need you guys to step up, Brian. Eduard, thanks very much. And we'll talk to you closer to the cutoff date to get an idea after that what you guys have decided to do and which schools are going to be involved. Maybe, you know, we'll post some of the pics as well when you guys do the handovers and stuff. Oh, that's always good to so people can see what it's all about.
Yeah? Yes, thanks, Dion. Yes, no, definitely. We'll share all of the details.
There we go. The voice there of Eduard Gous from Roundtable.